Even the less intelligent Brahman realized persons cannot reach the supreme planet of Krishna knowledge of the Loka Vrindavan. Only persons who perform activities in Krishna consciousness are actually entitled to be called Brahman because they are actually endeavoring to reach the Krishna planet. Such persons have no misgivings about Krishna and thus they are actually Brahman. Those who are engaged in worshipping the form of Archa of the Lord, or who are engaged in meditation on the Lord, simply for liberation from material bondage, also know by the grace of the Lord the purports of Brahman, Adibuddhi, etc., as explained by the Lord in the next chapter. Translation: intelligent persons who are endeavoring for liberation from old age and death take refuge in me in devotional service. They are actually Brahman because they entirely know everything about transcendental activities. So here, Krishna talks about people who take shelter of the Lord. And what is the purpose? Why do they take shelter of the Lord? So it says here, Jara Marana Mokshaya, for liberation from old age and death. So some people surrender unto the Supreme Lord in order to get liberated from death and old age. This of course is not the highest type of bhakti. In this chapter, Krishna describes four types of people. Some worship the Lord to get rid of suffering, such as old age and death. Some worship the Lord because they want to get things like money. And some people worship the Lord for higher knowledge. And some already have some knowledge of the Supreme Lord. They may worship the Lord for liberation. So the Lord accepts all of these types of worshippers. However, Krishna also says that he prefers a person who does not have desires. So we have performance of bhakti with desires and without desires. So we have desires, as Krishna mentioned, we may have desire to get rid of our misery or to get some material benefits. This is called Sakama Bhakti, bhakti with some material desires. Then one may have a desire not for material enjoyment, one may have a desire simply to get rid of the material world, that is to get liberation. Still, that is also a type of desire. So, what do the devotees desire? They do not desire material benedictions, they do not desire liberation. They also have a desire. Their desire is simply to serve the Lord. So we should not think that nishkama bhakti means there is no desire. But there is no desire for one's own enjoyment. So in sakama bhakti, one has desire for one's enjoyment. One wants relief from suffering, one wants material benefits, one wants liberation. These are for oneself.
சகாபக்தி என்பதில் மனிதனுக்கு சுய இன்பங்கள் பெறுவதற்கு விருப்பம் உண்டு. அது துன்பங்களில் இருந்து மோட்சத்தை அடைவது போன்ற விருப்பங்கள் அவருக்கு போகலாம்.
So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna distinguishes between these types of devotees. Those who are in a lesser position than this are not even called devotees. They are called karmis or jnanis. So the karmi also follows the Vedas, and he follows all the rules and regulations of the Vedas in order to be happy in the material world.
In the karmigalai porulum veda vedangalai pinpatrugirar vedangalil porulla valigalai pinpatrugirar anal avargal indha laugina inbangalai peruvadhukaga avargal pinpatrugirar.
This is what we call dharma.
Idhaiye nam dharmam endru
koruvom. The jnanis are interested in liberation.
Jnanigalo viduthai moksham peruvadhil inbamaga naadam kaagirar.
They also do a little bit of bhakti. However, because the amount is very small, they are not called devotees. So those who are following dharma must also worship Vishnu. But we do not call these persons bhaktas. Why? Because the majority of the activity is not bhakti. So in this, in the karma, if one does not worship the Lord at all, then one will not even succeed in doing the karma and get results. Similarly, in jnana, if one does not respect and worship the Lord, one cannot get liberation. Karma and jnana are dependent on bhakti. When bhakti becomes the most prominent feature, then we call it bhakti yoga. However, one may still be doing karma yoga also. So if one is doing that karma yoga with some material desires, we call this sakama bhakti or karma misra bhakti.
ஒரு சில லௌகீக விருப்பங்களுடன் கர்மயோகத்தை மேற்கொள்பவர்கள் சகாம பக்தர்கள்.
One may do the karma with no attachment for and no desire for material benefits, and one does it only out of duty.
அதே மாதிரி கர்மாவை ஒரு செயலாக தங்களுடைய கடமையாக செய்யலாம், அதிலிருந்து பலனில்லை எதையும் எதிர்பார்க்காமல் அதை ஒரு கடமையாகவும் செய்யலாம்.
So this is called nishkama bhakti, not sakama bhakti. And one may practice bhakti with some desire for liberation, so that is called jnana misra bhakti. Or one may do bhakti and also do a little yoga, then that is called yoga misra bhakti.
அதே மாதிரி ஒரு சில பக்தியுடன் யோகத்தை கடைபிடிக்கலாம், இது யோக மிஸ்ர பக்தி என்று சொல்லப்படுகிறது.
So these processes are superior to karma and jnana and yoga.
இந்த வழிமுறைகள் கர்ம யோகத்தையும் ஞான யோகத்தையும் பக்தி அஷ்டாங்க யோகத்தையும் கூட மேன்மையாகும்.
So therefore Krishna says all of these four types of people, the person that has material desires and still he's worshipping me, and the jnani also, they're superior. I favor these people.
எனவே இந்த நான்கு வகையான மக்கள் சிறிதளவு பக்தி செய்து வேறு விதமான எண்ணங்களை உடையவர்கள், இவர்களை சிறிது மேன்மையான நிலையில் தருவதாக கிருஷ்ணன்
சொல்றார். Ultimately, the Lord rewards them by taking them to the spiritual world.
இறுதியாக பார்க்க போனால் அவர்களை ஆன்மீக உலகத்தில் எடுத்து செல்வதன் மூலமாக அவர்களுக்கு பலனை தருகின்றனர்.
And the person, the devotee who does not have a mixture of karma or jnana or yoga and does simply bhakti, he also goes to the spiritual world. So, what is the difference? They all go to the spiritual world. Karmis and jnanis and yogis do not go to the spiritual world. Those who do bhakti go to the spiritual world, but even there is difference. What is the difference? The difference is that those who have done pure devotion have stronger bhakti. So Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, accordingly as you worship me, I respond. So if you worship Krishna with pure bhakti, Krishna rewards you with a very satisfying relationship. And if you worship Krishna with a mixture, less devotion, then Krishna gives you less. So those who practice pure bhakti, they are rewarded with a very direct and satisfying relationship with the Supreme Lord. And those who do karma mistra bhakti, or jnana mistra bhakti, or yoga mistra bhakti, they get spiritual bodies in the spiritual world, but the relationship with the Lord is very distant. So we may ask, well, everyone gets the spiritual world, there's no more birth and death there, so it's all the same. No, in the spiritual world, there are various degrees of prema. And those who do pure bhakti develop this prema, whereas the others do not. So the manifestation of prema gives full satisfaction to the jivas. And the other relationships will be much weaker and much less satisfying. Therefore, in the best interest of the jivas, Krishna recommends that we practice pure bhakti, then we will attain a state of full satisfaction. So though the Lord is one and absolute, we realize Him in different ways. Just as you can realize milk with your eye. So the maximum you can realize milk with the eye is you understand it's white. And if you use your tongue, then you understand milk has got a certain taste to it. And if you touch it, then you know it's liquid. So, with each sense, we can detect something of the nature of milk. But if we use the mind and combine all of those experiences, all those senses, then we have a complete realization of milk. In the same way, spiritually speaking, we will see the Lord with different spiritual eyes.
இதே மாதிரி நாம் போறோம்னா ஆன்மீக உலகத்தில் பகவானை
So we may realize him partially, we may realize him fully. And the mysterious thing about the Lord is we realize him partially, he may take a different form. So we can realize God without a form even. That is called Brahman. That is the most distant realization of the Lord. And we may realize the Lord as Paramatma, as a Vishnu form. When we realize this form, we understand that the Lord pervades the material world and creates and destroys the material world. When we realize Bhagavan, then we appreciate all the wonderful qualities of the Supreme Lord in relation with His devotees. So that realization is like the mind combining all the realizations of the different senses, then we get a complete picture of the Supreme Lord.
புத்தியை உபயோகித்து நமது பல புலன்களின் வழியாக நாம் பெற்ற அனுபவங்களையும் கொண்டு முழுமையாக
So therefore, those who do karma, Mr. Bhakti again, Mr. Bhakti Yoga, Mr. Bhakti, they can realize the Lord, but they do not realize as much quality as the person who practices pure bhakti. And another mysterious feature of the Lord is that He manifests different forms, and each form displays different amounts of qualities.
இன்னொரு விஷயம் என்னவென்றால், பகவான் பல்வேறு வடிவங்களில் வெளிப்படுத்திக் கொள்கிறார். ஒவ்வொரு வடிவத்தில் அவர் வெளிப்படுத்திக் கொள்ளும் போதும் பல்வேறு குணாதிசயங்களுடன் அவர் வெளிப்படுத்தார்.
So Nrisimhadeva will display a certain amount of qualities, Varaha will display a certain amount of qualities, and Rama will display a certain amount of qualities, and Krishna will display a certain amount of
qualities.
That is natural because each particular form performs certain types of activities, not every activity.
குறிப்பிட்ட வகையான வடிவங்களை கொண்டவை சில குறிப்பிட்ட வகையான நடவடிக்கைகளை மட்டுமே மேற்கொள்கிறேன்.
For instance, Rama acts as an ideal king and he has one wife.
உதாரணத்திற்கு ராமர் ஒரு முன்னோடியான அரசனுக்கு போன்ற வழிகாட்டுகின்றார். மேலும் அவர் ஏகபத்தினி பெறுவார்.
And Krishna is a cowherd boy and he has millions and millions of gopis.
கிருஷ்ணரோ ஒரு இடைய குலத்தில் பிறந்தார். அவருக்கு பல விதமான
And if we take a form like Varaha, then he has certain limitation on his type of pastimes. So the conclusion of the Bhagavatam is that Krishna displays the maximum qualities of all the different forms.
The Bhagavatam mudivare enna endral Krishnare adhigaramana gunadishayangalai velipaduthugirar.
Because they're all God, they have all the qualities. Everyone has all the qualities. But in a particular form, they do not display all those
qualities.
So Krishna is the form that displays all the qualities.
Krishna
So to distinguish Krishna, we call him Swayam Bhagavan.
Krishna Deva Swayam Bhagavan is the
Punya. So if we worship the form of Krishna, then we have a realization of God with 100% manifestation of His qualities.
ஆகவே நாம் கிருஷ்ணர் என்ற வடிவத்தில் பகவானை உணரும் பொழுது அவருடைய லட்சணங்கள் அனைத்தையும் அறிய
முடிகிறது. Then we get complete satisfaction.
இதன் வழியாக நமக்கு முழுமையாக திருப்தி அடைய வாய்ப்பு.
So it is recommended in the age of Kali that we worship Krishna. It is recommended in the age of Kali that we worship Krishna.
In the Kali Yuga, we worship Krishna.
Why?
Yeah.
Because since Krishna displays all the qualities, it will be much easier for us to worship Him. If something displays very little qualities, we will not be very attracted to it. So of all the forms of God, Krishna is the most attractive. Therefore, it is very easy for us to worship Him. So it is advised that we simply concentrate on the worship of Krishna, even though there are many forms of God. So if one worships Krishna, then whatever one may desire in terms of material benefit or getting rid of material miseries or liberation, that can be achieved also.
எனவே கிருஷ்ணரை வணங்குவதன் மூலமாக ஒருவருக்கு எந்த விதமான ஒரு லௌகிக துன்பங்களிலிருந்து விடுதலை பெறுவோ அல்லது நோய்களிலிருந்து விடுதலை பெறுவோ அல்லது மோட்சத்தேயோ இருப்பதற்கு அனைத்து விருப்பங்களையும் நிறைவேற வாய்ப்பு உண்டு.
But these things are insignificant in comparison to attainment of Krishna Himself.
ஆனால் கிருஷ்ணரையே அடைவதை குறிக்கோளாக கொண்டது இவை அனைத்தும் துச்சமாக இருக்கிறது.
By attaining Krishna, the jiva gets full happiness and satisfaction.
கிருஷ்ணரை அடைவதன் மூலமாக ஜீவனுக்கு முழுமையான இன்பமும் திருப்தியும் ஏற்படுகிறது.
So that is what Krishna recommends.
எனவே இதையே கிருஷ்ணர் பரிந்துரைக்கிறார்.
Now, according to context, Brahman has different meanings, so we will have to see the context of when the specific word is used. That is so in any language.
Brahman என்பதற்கு பலவிதமான பொருள்கள் இருக்கிறதுனால ஒரு இடங்களில் ஒரு சில இடங்களில் ஜீவாத்மா பிரம்மா என்று கூறப்படுகிறது. இன்னொரு இடங்களில் பகவானது உடலில் இருந்து தேஜஸ் பிரம்மா என்று கூறப்படுகிறது. இந்த படைப்பும் பிரம்மன் என்று கூறப்படுகிறது. இதை நாம் எவ்வாறு புரிந்து கொள்வது இது மிகவும் கடிதத்திற்குள்ளாக்குகிறது கேட்டதற்கு இடம் பொருள்கள் இடம் அது எந்த இடத்தில் எதற்காக கூறப்பட்டுள்ளது என்பதை வைத்து நாம் அந்த பொருளை எடுத்துக்கொள்ள வேண்டும். இது அனைத்து மொழிகளிலும் இருக்கும் ஒரு முறையாகும்.
So just as in English we will take the word a word like spirit. Spirit can mean a ghost, it can mean a devata, it can mean an evil spirit, it can mean the Supreme Lord, it can mean the subtle body, it can mean the mind, it can mean many things.
உதாரணத்துக்கு ஆங்கிலத்தில் ஸ்பிரிட் என்ற ஒரு வார்த்தையை எடுத்துக்கொண்டால் அதற்கு பல்வேறுவிதமான பொருள்கள் இருக்கலாம். அது ஆத்மாவை குறிக்கலாம், பகவானை குறிக்கலாம், அல்லது வேறு விதமான ஒரு பொருள்களையும் குறிக்கலாம்.
Of course, the primary meaning is the most common meaning, and the other meanings are secondary or by analogy or comparison or whatnot. So when we speak of the world as Brahman, secondarily Brahman, because it's a cause, but the supreme cause is spiritual.
அந்த எந்த இடத்தில் கூறப்படுகிறது என்பதை வைக்கும் அதன் பொருள் போடுகிறேன்.
எளிமையாக வெளிப்பட்டு சரணாகதி அடைந்த உண்மையாக பக்தியா. If one surrenders to the Lord and does service in a humble way, is it real?
Is it
real bhakti?
Surrender without self-interest is, that's the definition of bhakti.
எந்தவிதமான சுய ஈடுபாடும் இன்றி சரணடைவது என்பதே பக்தியின்
விவரம். But we should also understand some things may be pleasing to the Lord and some things are not pleasing to the Lord.
இங்க நாம் ஒன்றை கவனத்தில் வைத்துக் கொள்ள வேண்டும். சில விஷயங்கள் பகவானுக்கு திருப்தி அளிக்கலாம், சில விஷயங்கள் திருப்தி அளிக்காமல் போகலாம்.
So therefore we also have to follow some rules.
எனவே நாம் சில விதிமுறைகளை பின்பற்ற வேண்டும். Sponsored by Mr. V. Patabi and family from Adambakam. Mr. Patabi, please come forward. Take Shadamakam. So,